Hey GWA, this is John. We're going to be doing Salty Al95's new questionnaire. He actually just released a new, I guess, edited version of it about an hour ago. I am currently sick. It is 11:30 at night, the day of the time change, so it's actually, it feels like 12:30 at night. This is going to be fun. Let's jump right into it. I know there are special challenges in this, but I'm not going to do them. At least not now. Question one. What was your first sexual experience like? Were you alone or with... Oh, okay. Were you alone or with someone else? Oh, God. My first... Oh, God. My first sexual experience... was with a, well, I don't mean sexual experience as in together. We were kids that were bored on the internet and had, or we were kids that were bored and had the internet at our fingertips. More importantly, Google. So, I don't know how old we were, but we were pretty young. And for some reason, for some reason, whenever he would come over and we got kind of bored, we would do what any other, like, 8-year-old would do. I actually don't know how old we were. If we were maybe 10, 11. No. It was sometime in middle school. So, 11, 12 maybe? I might be thinking a little bit too old here. But, God, if someone took this out of context, that would be terrible. Sorry, it's my 12:30 at night brain. I'm not going to have any filter. I'm sorry in advance. And I'm not going to edit through this because I'm too lazy and sick right now. But we were in middle school. So, we were in the, like, 6th or 7th grade. I think it was actually 6th grade. And I know this microphone really picks up on the S sound, so I'm sorry about that. There's nothing I can really do except get a new headset eventually. So, like genius middle schoolers... There's too many S's in that. Like genius kids... Oh my God, there's too many S's in everything I'm saying. I'm really sorry. Damn it. Anyways. We were kids, and at the time, the internet was not new, but the internet was still a thing that, like, it wasn't what it was today. So we would go onto Google, and type in something like, hot girls. And... I'm sorry, this is a super long explanation for a simple question of what was my first sexual experience. But, oh my God, there's too many S's. I'm so sorry. But, you know, we'd be stupid and not and just Google, like, random crap on there. And it ended up, one day he told me to Google the word porn. Except I misheard him and Googled the word corn. And... had a very loud conversation with him about why does he want me to Google the word corn. And I realized all of this was with my parents probably downstairs working in the basement. The layout of my house had it so that the computer was in its own kind of like its own little room. That we stored a bunch of other stuff in. So, I could close the door, so it was a little bit muffled. But, we still did this crap, because we were idiots. We did this crap while my parents were still home. Because we were like 10 or 11, so they would... I don't think that was at the point where... they would actually trust me or him to actually be home alone. Because we were idiots as kids. Anyways, so That was actually my first sexual experience. He told me to look up porn, just straight porn, in Google. It's actually Google Images, because we were kind of stupid. And I'm pretty sure Safe Search still... Yeah, Safe Search was definitely on. It was definitely on. I remember... I faintly remember some of the crap we saw, and none of it... Like, it was all fully clothed. Like, there might have been topless pictures on there, but nothing, like, nothing that extreme. And it was shortly afterwards that something happened down below, and I realized, holy crap, what is this? And maybe an hour later, I found out that if you kept on touching it, it would eventually... I don't know if that's... I doubt that's the intended question you wanted. Or the answer you wanted. So, what was my first actual sexual... You know what? I doubt that was it at all. I probably just freaked the living crap out of everyone listening. You're probably not even still listening. I'm sorry. Though I'd be apologizing to no one, because no one's listening anymore. No, that has to be it, because you, it immediately asked, were you alone or with someone else? Yes, that was my first sexual experience. It was very brief, very faint, I had no clue what the hell was going on, and, yeah. Question number two. Describe what you would like to do if you could spend an entire day doing anything or anyone you liked. And only you would remember what happened. Ugh, that... I know that's not intent, but my mind immediately... My sleep-deprived, sick mind... Not that sick, but actual, like, cough, flu-like symptom sick. That question's a little weirdly worded. Because it, acting like only I would remember what happened. I'm gonna avoid... I'm not going to avoid the question, but I feel like the sexual side of it would just be, it'd just be a generic response that probably everyone that replies to this is going to say. Entire day with a person that I like, and I'd just do crap with them. If I could do anything, though, not involving another person, crap, I don't know where this place is. One of you is going to know where it is. It's a paintball arena. I forget where. I've been to it before. But they've got, like, massive paintball maps where it's, like, miles big. It's, like, miles upon miles big paintball maps. They've got, like, actual, like, destructed cities. Not cities, but, like, destructive towns that they've built specifically for paintball and other, you know, like, reball and all that. Just similar paintball-type sports. But it is so fun. There's, like, hundreds of people on each team, and it is insane. It'd either be that, or... No, it'd be that. Paintball with, like, hundreds of other people just going crazy. So, yeah. Question number three. This is going to be a very long audio, so, and I'm going to ramble at one point or another, so I'm sorry. Have you ever participated in a game that included not-safe-for-work elements? Examples like 7 Minutes in Heaven, Strip Poker, Spin the Bottle, etc., etc. And how far did it escalate? I don't want this to sound like I'm bragging, and I know it probably doesn't, but it's just how my mind is when I talk about this. But I was... Oh, I don't know how to explain this without sounding cocky or arrogant, so I'm sorry. Like I mentioned in the last questionnaire I did, I'm 6'6", and it seems like in middle school and high school, the super tall dude usually has a lot of friends, at least in my experience, from like the four other tall people I know. They're kind of like the everyone's friends, because you're tall, and that for some reason people think that means you can like beat the crap out of them. It also helped that I play football, or played well. It also helps that I played high school football and middle school football, so I knew I knew everyone on the team, and because of that, I knew the quote unquote popular people. Meanwhile, I had my head in a book in the library, and yeah. But anyways, sorry, I got off topic there. Have I ever participated in a game that included not safe for work elements? So, like I was saying, because, you know, I got, God, I don't mean to sound cocky when I say this, but I got invited to a lot of parties just because I was the, like, I don't know how to describe it, but I went to a lot of parties like that, I went to a lot of parties that would eventually, because it's high school and everything in the world is sexual in high school, they'd always turn into something like that. So, if it wasn't 7 Minutes of Heaven, I don't think we ever did strip poker, because no one really knows how to actually play poker in high school, I don't think. They want to act like they do, but then, like, you break out the chips, and for some reason, I don't know, it might have just been my personal experience, but, like, no one in my school actually knew how to play legit poker. The one that, and I don't know how this actually worked, well, I mean, I do know how it worked, but I don't know how someone thought it up, but we actually, instead of poker, it was blackjack. It was strip blackjack. So, it was basically, it was super complicated. Whoever ended up being the dealer, basically, like, made up their own rules as they went along, preset rules, and then made them up as they went along as the night went on. Spin the bottle. Surprisingly, I don't think so. Like, that is the most typical party thing ever. I don't think that ever happened, just because... Well, okay, wait, no, I'm wrong. It's happened before, but it was always done in, like, a joking manner. It was always one of those, like, ha 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 ha, let's play spin the bottle. Ha 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 ha, let's play for, 5 minutes, and then half of us are gonna go walk off, and the other half are gonna be, like, on their backs laughing and on their phones watching something. So, yeah. The other thing, that was pretty popular was I Never. I'm assuming a lot of... If you don't know what it is, basically, everyone sits in kind of like a circle or a square where you can kind of see everyone. And you basically go around and each person says, I never. And if you... Oh God, I'm drawing a blank. If you've done what the person says that they've never done, you have to take a drink. So... Let's say, just for the sake of explaining it better, if I was sitting with another person and the other person said, I never have posted on GWA, I would have to take a drink. It's basically a giant, like, it's basically a non-sexual game that eventually turns into, let's see just how nasty everyone is, and because it's high school... It got very, very, very dirty. By the way, I'm also watching Sunday Night Football. Holy crap, Oakland just scored again. And Denver scored twice. What the crap happened while I was staring at Audacity? Holy crap. Crap. Okay, Denver just scored. So it's 30. It's going to be 30-20 in just a second, it looks like. 30-20 with 5.5 minutes left to go in the game. And I know most of you probably don't care about that, and I'm probably just ruining the audio, but sorry, I just turned around and freaked out. So yeah, I have been at, I have, I've participated in games like that, that eventually degraded to, I wouldn't say, well, they eventually downgraded to more or less just very sexualized truth or dare in the most basic form, where it's like, you know, eventually everyone divides off into their little, like, groups to have their own little private fun. Nothing ever, like, you know, middle of the party, everyone's just, like, everyone in the entire party is just going at it. I don't think that ever happens besides movies. Have you ever approached someone at a bar or a club with the sole intention of taking or going home with them? No, mainly because, well, no, mainly because there are none in the town that I live in that are worth a damn. There are, well, I mean, that's basically it, but I don't even know if there's a club in my, I mean, I'm sure there's a club in my town, but there's gotta be a club in my town. This is a pretty big town, or city. Bar-wise, though, no. I've never done that. I'm not that type of, I don't mean it like that, but I'm not the type of person that's gonna go, I'm not the type of person that is gonna go out there with the sole intention of doing that. I'm gonna be the dude sitting in the corner, drinking his fruity drink, and kind of, like, laughing at people. God, that makes me sound terrible. I'm not gonna be the dude walking up to, like, I'm not gonna be the dude walking up to the bar, like, with my chest puffed out, just, like, coming up with a post-it note, slapping it down, saying, call me, doing crap like that, or trying to put the moves on someone. Next question. Have you ever performed a sexual act on yourself or on someone else while in public? Technically, yes. But it wasn't really public. It was public. This was once again, all my stories basically involve high school. You guys can probably, I'm in freaking college, if most of you haven't guessed that at this point. I know I probably don't sound like it. I actually worked with a dude that never actually saw me. He never saw, that doesn't even help, because I actually look a lot older than I actually am. But he basically thought, just off the sound of my voice, that I was 40, and I am not even remotely close to that. But yeah. I don't know, would you consider a bus? Well, yeah, a bus is public. And it wasn't, like, anything, like, over the top, it was just, like, fingering. So, I'm acting like that's just a normal thing. That might be a normal thing that happens on the bus. Hell if I know. Have you ever masturbated at a friend's place? Did anyone know? And then afterwards, describe your top three fantasies. Have any of them ever happened? So, first part, have you ever masturbated at a friend's place? Not intentionally. I remember I was at a birthday party sleepover, and I had a wet dream. This was when I was a lot younger, like maybe 16 or so. When I was younger, I might have been like 15. I'm thinking way too old. I might have been like 14 or 15, and I had a wet dream, and that's as close as I guess you'd say masturbating at a friend's place. Did anyone know? Luckily, no. I had a change of clothes that I could quickly switch out. And it also helps that I am a early riser. So I wake up like 4 hours before any of my friends do. Okay. Describe your top three fantasies. Now, it's hard to put them in words. Like, it's hard to put them in words and actually, like, show how much of a fantasy they are, at least in my head, or how detailed they are. Putting them in words is going to make them sound, like, simplified, so I think my first fantasy would be kind of like a dimly lit room. Oh god, this is going to sound so weird, probably. Or strangely erotic, but weird. And I'm sorry in advance. But basically, my first, probably my number one fantasy would be dimly lit room with, you know, lots of candles, maybe some music going on, and then massaged. This is like my biggest fantasy, at least at the moment. Massage table, middle of the room, maybe like one of those fancy, like, small waterfalls in the corner, the one where you can, like, just hear the running water and it's, like, super calming, and, you know, like, some flowers and whatnot sprouting out of the sides of the super small corner waterfall. God, I love waterfalls. I don't know why. I love running water. So massage table in the middle of the room, and my partner, or whoever else, would lie down on the massage table, and I would take some type of oil, just for the sake of explaining it, I guess baby oil, massage oil, whatever you want to call it, and I would just massage the living crap out of them. Not even sexual until, like, the very end. Just, like, slowly getting all the tension, all the stress out of them, and then flipping them over so they're on their back, massaging, normal massaging, slowly letting one of my hands kind of slightly tease, and then, well, this would be under the assumption that they are 100% into it and already know beforehand what's going to happen. I would never do this just out of the blue. But massaging, and then, you know, like, let my hand, like, just not glance, but gently brush over their privates, you know, just tease it a little, get them to kind of, like, gasp a little, go back to massaging for a little bit, and then every once in a while just let a quick little finger, like, tease, and then eventually just go right at it. I'm actually closing my eyes trying to picture this, because I don't know how I would actually I don't know any other way to describe it. So, you know, like, slowly start teasing, and then just go from there. My second fantasy, I honestly don't know. Like, my fantasies, besides number one, my fantasies change all the time. Like, I guess my second fantasy, at least that I can think of, it's not, like, actually, my second and third fantasies, these are ones that I've had off and on for a while. They haven't always been my favorite or my top fantasies, but they've always been somewhere in my mind. So this is basically 2A and 2B, because I really can, depending on the mood I'm in, will determine which one is, I guess you'd say, my more favorite at the time. So the first one would be to be tied up, I guess you'd say bondage, tied up, and basically, well, actually no, let me amend that, or edit it, whatever. It'd be to be tied up, you know, collar, it'd basically be a lot of pet play. Basically be turned into, like, a pet or a slave for, like, a day. You know, have to, like, walk around, on hands and knees if that's what they wanted, to be treated basically as a pet and do whatever they wanted. I don't know why. I just love being submissive. If you haven't noticed and you haven't listened to any of my audios, I love being submissive. And I love just giving pleasure. I don't mean that in... Well, I do mean it in that way, but I don't mean it in that tone. I'm sorry I'm saying so much. It's nearly one... It's supposed to be nearly... It's technically 1 a.m., but the time change, it's nearly midnight. So I'm slowly getting tired. Third fantasy would be, and this is my dominant side that I only really show if I really know the person, just because it's one of those things that, like, I always want to make sure the other person is happy, and I'm not going to risk being dominant in, you know, on the off chance that I, like, accidentally get them mad or, like, freak them out. I don't want that to happen, so I don't do that unless I actually know the person. So, like, and that actually sounds kind of weird, but it's just one of those things that I'm just not comfortable with right now. Like, I want, if it's a first time, it's, you know, if going back to the bar question, if I were to hypothetically meet you, not you, well, I guess you as a listener, just because it makes the example better. If I were to meet you at a bar and take you home, or you take me home, I would let you be in control, because I don't want to piss you off, or I don't want to, like, freak you out, or make you go, like, I'm not into that, or, you know, you're going a little bit too far, or, you know, you're being a little bit too harsh, a little bit too mean. Just because I hate making people sad. I hate disappointing. I hate everything associated with it. I cannot stand having someone disappointed. Like, I literally will feel physically sick to my stomach if I make that happen. It's just something weird. So, but like I was saying, the third fantasy is a very dominant one, which I only ever show my dominant side if I am comfortable with the person and I feel like they're comfortable with me, and they have actually verbally told me that they want me to show them my dominant side. And that fantasy is to basically, it's a reverse of the pet play, where I would be the pet, they would be the pet, except instead of leading them around, I would this is a very dominant, like, I'll just come out and say it, I'm trying to sugarcoat it, and I don't know why, because I'm trying not to make it sound terrible, and I know it's not terrible, but that's just who I am. Like, I just explained for, like, 3 minutes there. Plain and simple, I want to tie the other person up to a symbian. If you don't know what a symbian is, it's basically it's a vibrating seat, usually with a dildo that also vibrates, that the person sits on. And I would control the controller on it, and I would turn it, and I'd, you know, basically control it. So turn it all the way up, right as they get on the verge, turn it all the way off. Turn it slightly back on to tease them. Turn it way back off. Turn it all the way up right as they're calming down. Back and forth, back and forth. And at the same time, doing whatever else they wanted. So, like, if they wanted me to be a little bit mean and snarky, I'd do that. If they wanted, you know, just stuff like that. It would all depend on what the other person wanted, though. Have you ever made contact with another Redditor from GWA or GWA Backstage in person with the hopes of hooking up? What happened? I have not. That's as much as I'll go into detail. I haven't... You know what? I'm just going to skip that. I haven't in person. And that makes it sound a lot worse. and I'm too lazy to edit this out. I'm skipping that question. Have you ever been caught having sex or masturbating? I've been caught recording an audio. I've shared the story a couple times, so I'll quickly go over it. I was recording an edging audio about 2 months ago, and I was really into it. And I slammed down my back. I was like arching my back because I was right on the verge of coming. It had been like an hour or so of recording. And I slammed my back down onto the mattress, and I heard a snap, and the bottom two wheels on my bed frame, on the bottom side of the bed, you know, on the feet, blah blah blah, on the foot of the bed, the wheels on the support on the bed frame snapped off. So, sorry about that. I know that's disgusting. I just, like, basically sneezed inside me, and it just, like, I sneezed, or tried to stop a sneeze, and I ended up, like, burping. Not really burping, but, like, coughing, sneezing. I don't know. I don't even know if my mic picked it up. I might just be going insane at this point. That being said, so my bed frame broke, and my bed, my mattress was basically at a 45 degree angle at that point, and the force, the snap, the jolt of it actually made my hand like kind of jerk a little, and so I ended up coming, and since I had been going for like an hour, I was now at a 45 degree angle, I actually shot myself in the face, and basically all over me, all over my body, and so at the same time, I kind of started sliding off the mattress, so I fell off the side of the bed, or partially fell off. This is all in an audio as well. It's like hilarious. You can't exactly hear everything, but you hear me say something along the lines of like, "Oh fuck," and then you hear me fall off the bed, and then you hear my roommate get home. Oh yeah, I forgot that part. So I partially fell off the bed, and then I heard my roommate's keys start jingling in the walk downstairs, because my room is right above the front door, so I can still hear it through like the vents and all that. So I heard his key jingling, and so I had to run across the hall to the bathroom, because for some reason, well, 2 months ago my bathroom didn't work. There's a long story with that, but it basically involved me trying to smash a bug and chipping the tub with a toilet paper holder, a giant metal one, but that's a whole nother story for a whole different time. That, and I'm sorry, this is a super long audio. This is a super long questionnaire. So yeah, I nearly got caught by my roommate, but I didn't. That's as close as I've ever been caught. Do I prefer to watch porn, read erotica, listen to GWA, talk to someone, or use your imagination when you masturbate? I hate to admit it, but I don't. I used to love to listen to GWA, but as soon as I started to record audios, I lost all passion to listen to GWA. Because I started seeing, you know, I started recognizing names, and I started recognizing people that I talked on Discord or TeamSpeak with, or just noticed them around, talked to them on here on GWA backstage, or messaged with like questions and whatnot, or you know, to like organize collabs and kind of like became friends with them. I just couldn't bring myself to listen to the audios. I don't know why. It's just how I think, I guess. At least, it's just my mindset. I honestly, probably my favorite, I'll put it this way, if I could only choose one, it would be erotica, just because there's such a wide variety of it, and you can have the characters basically look like whatever you want in your mind. Of course, porn is porn, yeah, video porn is porn. You know, watching porn. Talk to someone? Not really. I will do that on occasion. but it's usually in collabs where we're just trying to like push one another over the edge. So, in imagination-wise, I mean, I guess I mean, I guess, sure, sometimes. Have I ever submitted a recording of yourself on GWA? Yes, I've submitted quite a few. Have you ever submitted a picture, video, or GIF of yourself on a subreddit? No, and I probably never will. Just because. Oh, this way. I would like to. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I would like to. But then I start thinking, that's a little too over the line in my mind. It makes me a little bit too, like, identifiable. And at the same time, I'm not like a freaking Greek god. I'm not standing here like, I think it's Statue of David, like flexing, standing here like, oh yeah, everyone can stare. I'm a god. Even though Statue of David was not a god. You know what I mean, though. But I mean, I might one day, just like certain parts, like, but nothing like full blown, if that makes sense. If you had to choose between only ever being able to give and receive oral sex or only ever being able to have sex, what would you choose? Okay. There's a technicality here that that I would like to ask. So, is giving and receiving oral sex, would you consider using your fingers as part of it? Like, or is that strictly mouth only, not using hands? If it's that, then I will choose sex, because with sex, no, I don't. Fuck. I honestly think I would choose oral sex just because I think there's a wider variety of stuff you can do. At least in my mind, at least with how I'm interpreting, sorry, I just hit my mic. At least how I'm interpreting this question. Because with oral sex, you know, you can do at least from my point of view, oral sex, you can do your mouth, you have your hands, or you know, your fingers to use as backup, and there are different ways you can do it. You can do, you know, you can, there's just a lot more ways. Well, six on one hand, half a dozen on the other, both cases. My knee-jerk reaction at midnight, 1 a.m., whatever you want to call this, is oral sex. But I will probably change my mind in 5 minutes to just normal sex. Yeah. Have you ever played with a stranger on Omegle or Chat Roulette? Depends on what you mean by played. Like, I don't have a camera, so I don't cam or stuff like that. But I have done voice stuff where, you know, I have done voice stuff or, you know, like watching a third party video. I have done that type of stuff before. I haven't done it ever since I've done, well, actually, I take that back. I did that on Saturday. I did it on Saturday because I got bored and my roommate's finally out for the weekend. But I haven't done that a lot since I ever started doing GWA. Do you prefer to be watched masturbating or watch a partner masturbate? It would have to be watching a partner just because I would like to watch them have pleasure more than them watch me get pleasure. I'm gonna try and do these fast because there's like, I know I'm doing. Sorry, you're gonna hear me click. I've done this for nearly 40 minutes and there are still a lot of questions left, so I'm gonna start going through these a lot faster. Have you or would you ever take part in a threesome or more? I have taken part in, well, I have taken part in what was technically a threesome. It wasn't very, it It's not probably what you imagine. It was very, not brief, but very tame, I guess. You know, it wasn't like what, it's not like in the pornos. God, I really just said that word. It's not like in porn where it's like, it's not like that. It was a lot more like, I've got a finger in one, I've got, well, God, how detailed do I actually want to go into this? Oh my God. So it's midnight, and I just realized I'm talking pretty loud, and oh my God. Shit. Okay, that was either this house creaking or my next door neighbor just hit their wall because they could hear me that entire time. And I just realized it is midnight and I was talking rather loudly. Crap. I'm talking at a normal voice level now. I'm actually kind of being a little bit quiet. So, I doubt they can hear me when I talk like this. You're going to hear me click just to check Audacity. It's still going through fine. The audio, so you can still hear me. Where was I? I've taken part in a threesome. I'm actually really scared that they heard me. I really hope they didn't, because I really like my neighbors. They're pretty cool. They're really old, though, so at least I think they're old. They're somewhat old. And I feel really bad now, because I realize it is midnight of Sunday, and they've got work in the morning, and I really hope I think that was just my house, or this house creaking, or this apartment creaking, because it sounded like it came from above me and not from the wall. I really hope it was, because I would really feel bad if they could hear me say all that, because that's just not stuff I'd want them to hear, obviously. So yeah, threesome wise, I basically just had a finger in two different people. It was actually on a bus ride home from a football game. This was in high school. We rode back on the I play football. And for some reason I thought it'd be smart to have the cheerleaders ride back with us. And you can probably fill in the blanks from there, from everything I've said. I'm going to try and get through this as fast as possible, because I don't want that to be my neighbors that heard me. I feel really bad now. What is the most daring thing you have done sexually? Well, there's one thing that I've done that I've done an audio on it. I don't know why I was just gonna be like, I don't want to share it. I literally have done a GWA audio on it where I talked about it. About over the summer, early in the summer, and this was after I was out of school and all that. So I wasn't like doing this middle of the school year or semester. It was like it was like start of the summer, and I knew some people that worked at a sex shop, and they didn't work the front counter, if you know what I mean. And I went down there one day out of just boredom, and I decided for the sake of it, because I am bisexual, I decided to have some fun. I got on my knees and sucked a cock through a glory hole. While my very slutty friends that worked there and not behind the counter, if you catch my drift, who probably also worked the streets at one time, or not the actual streets, but worked that job from time to time, while they watched and participated with their own. I did that once, never went back, and I found out about a month ago, month and a half ago, that that place recently was sold and basically torn down. Skinny dipping. I've never gone skinny dipping in a sexual way. I've gone skinny dipping in a hot tub with a lot of other people, but it was more like a ha ha ha, this is so funny and random, not a oh my god, this is sexual. And it surprisingly didn't turn sexual. What is the shortest amount of time you have known someone before? Well, I have known someone before having sex. It depends on what you mean by no, 'cause I've known nearly everyone I've had sex with or some type of sexual encounter with since like kindergarten, 'cause we all grew up together. But I would say like actual new or no, maybe it would probably have to be between the first football practice and the game, so maybe, well, between the first cheerleader football practice, so maybe 2 weeks. But that just means seeing her on the sidelines. Like, not actually talking to her or anything. Like, seeing her physically on the sidelines. Like, every day. Not talking to her. And then talking to her on the bus ride to another game. So maybe 3.5 hours of actual talking before that. And it wasn't sex, it was just like a finger. Not a finger, a couple fingers, and some eating. That's a whole nother story, but I never actually, like, I don't mean it in that way, but my track record probably is like 15,000. Not I'm very much elaborating there, just to make my. There's another okay, that's the apartment creaking. That's not my neighbor, I don't think. I'm sorry, this audio is really dragging on. I'm sorry about that. It's been nearly 50 minutes. Okay, let's just move on to the next one. And this is only for girls, but I'm gonna answer it 'cause I'm bisexual. Where on your body is your favorite place for your partner to come? I would say my mouth. I like being throat fucked. Not like for long stretches of time, but I like for the few gay encounters I've had, I've liked them to end with like a very rough throat fucking for like 20 to 30 seconds, ending with them like slamming down, me choking, and then just feeling them spurt while I'm like almost balls deep. So, I know that was a question only for girls, but yeah. Have I ever used food during sex? No. No, I never have. Not, like, intentionally. What is the cutest or funniest thing you have done while playing with a partner? I'm gonna save that one. I'm gonna do that one last. Have you ever used Skype or another live video service to hook up with a partner or a stranger? Yes, I answered that before. I've done stuff on mic. I haven't done anything on camera. I've just done stuff on mic. Do you prefer to suck on a partner's fingers or have them suck on yours, if at all? Right now, I would say no, but it all depends on the situation. It just depends on the situation. I'd either be up for it or 100% against it, but more than likely, if I was in the mood, yeah, I'd do it. Last but not least, what is the cutest / funniest thing you have done while playing with a partner? I would probably say cutest or funniest thing. I honestly don't know. The cutest thing was probably... Well, actually, I don't know how to define cute, because we all have our own definitions of cute, especially in a sexual situation. So the funniest is probably... The funniest thing I've done while playing with a partner was probably... Oh. My dog jumped on me while I was... This was over Skype, because... Yeah. But there was a... Sorry about that. I've been talking for nearly 50 or 45 minutes, and I'm sick. Like, nearly 55 minutes. And I'm sick. My voice is nearly dead. Holy crap, I've been talking for nearly an hour. But the funniest thing I've done while playing with a partner, this was on Skype talking to someone, but my dog decided to basically jump me and completely ruin the mood. And so, different one. It was actually at a pool party, and I don't know if you would consider this funny, but it was basically a pool party, and everyone had kind of... It was a pool party of, like, literally 90 people. Apparently, one of my friends, his parents were, like, super rich, and they owned what was basically a mansion. Like, the house itself... Oh, this way. The house itself wasn't like what you think of when you think of mansion, but they had like a 50-foot pool, they had 3 tennis courts, they had a go-kart track, and then they had like 100 acres of woods behind their house that they would let me go hunting in, because apparently out of like his entire group of friends, I'm the only one that actually knows how to hunt, because I'm not at the golf club on the weekends, or the country club on the weekends, sipping, like, Chardonnay, and wearing those weird sweaters that you tie off at the waist, and, like, the weird scarves, playing golf with, like, super fancy hair. I got a friggin' buzz cut. So, yeah. But they were, like, super rich, and so they had a very nice pool with, like, lots of fancy lights. It had a slide, had a big diving board. Their pool literally went to like 20 feet deep. It was insane. And they had lights all over so you could see everything. And they had dozens of jets, maybe 100 or so. But the funniest was probably, it was at this pool party. And so everyone started off in the pool, and like 5 hours later, everyone had kind of like either migrated inside to the basement to do some naughty games, like I described way before. Or they went over to the tennis court, or were doing like wet t-shirt contests or whatnot over in the driveway. But there were a couple of us in the pool, and there was one person that I had done stuff previously with, and it's not really funny, but I mean it is funny to me, but she basically ended up, we kind of started fooling around, and so she ended up, I was touching her from behind with my fingers, and she was up against a jet, kind of like, I guess you'd say humping it, and all of a sudden, literally like 30 people rushed in and jumped into the pool, or like rushed up right onto the edge and started like talking to us, like, because they were trying to get everyone to come inside and play, play in the basement, play some naughty stuff. And so they were trying to get everyone from the pool, so it was like middle of the moment, like right as we were getting into it, just like dead stop. Neither of us really knew what was going on because we were really into it. And it was just like record scratch, 30 people nearby, both of our faces are flushed, and it was pretty obvious what we were doing. But, you know, that actually could have been my answer to have you ever been caught. But I guess I kind of blanked out from my mind until I started talking about this. Just because I don't really consider that sex, though. We were just kind of messing around, doing stuff. And the bed story breaking and getting nearly caught by my roommate's a lot funnier. So yeah. That's it for this questionnaire. Holy crap, that took a lot. It's currently 12:12 in the morning. And the time change was last night. I'm recording this what is now Monday morning. So it's technically my body still thinks it's 1:13 in the morning. And my neighbors may or may not have heard me recording this. So yeah. I do want to do an audio in the future. I want to it's going to be like a rambling rant type of audio. I just want to talk about, I know it's been talked to death, but I could talk about it for hours. I just want to talk about how, I guess you could say, GWA performers are treated, and the mindset, at least in my mind, or the, I don't mean it to sound like this, but like the psychological mindset behind some of the not commenters, but people that PM nasty stuff. Because I've gotten, you know, because I do very submissive, and at least for my last couple, I've done pretty gay audios, I guess you would classify them as. I've gotten more than a couple hateful PMs that, you know, I've brushed off just because, you know, you get what you get. But at the same time, I've talked with some other GWA, I've talked to other GWA women, and, you know, some of them have shared with me some of the crap they get. I have a friend that literally posted an audio. She commented and all that. She never had gotten any type of PMs, and she posted her first audio, and within, I was actually talking to her on Skype, just kind of like shooting the shit a little bit, just kind of like just kind of mocking stuff. And 10 minutes into our conversation, she was like, oh, I just got a message from some random guy. And 45 minutes later, she had like three or four of them. And they, some of them were kind of mean and creepy, and some of them were dick pics. And, you know, this, I've got the same story from more than a couple GWA women that I've talked to, or PM'd with. But, yeah. It's just one of those things that I would like, I would like to do a rambling audio, kind of ranting about it, but I know it's been overdone and overtalked, so if you're still listening to this, please give me an opinion on it. Do you think I should do it or not? I doubt anyone's still listening to this because it's over an hour long at this point, and my voice is probably like, sounds terrible. So I will talk to you guys later. Peace out. And yeah, let's hope that that was not my next door neighbors that were pounding on the wall, because I am a jackass jerk that decided to record an audio at midnight a day after we shifted the clocks back an hour. I am the definition of an asshole, apparently, if my neighbors actually heard me. I'm pretty sure the walls are pretty thick, though, so hopefully not. Yeah, I'll talk to you guys later.